Hi, is that Divyanshu?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Divyanshu. This is Anita from Outspark, a career services platform, part of the Times of India Group. Is it a good time to connect with you right now?
Yes, sure.
Great. I see you just checked your resume score with us today. Are you looking for a job change right now or just updating your resume?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for sharing, Divyanshu. We have your experience as 10 years, is that correct?
No, it is 8.5 years.
Got it, 8.5 years. What kind of roles are you targeting?
So I'm looking for DevOps engineer roles.
Nice, DevOps is in demand. Are you aware of ATS, the applicant tracking system, and how it impacts your resume?
Yes.
Perfect. ATS filters resumes before HR sees them. If your resume isn't ATS friendly, it might get rejected early. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
I see your resume score was 65 out of 100. Anything below 80 is considered poor for ATS. So even if you're qualified, ATS might be rejecting your resume. Are you getting enough relevant interview calls with this resume?
Yes.
That's good to hear. Are these calls for the kind of DevOps roles you want?
Yes.
Great. Are you customizing your resume for each job to match keywords or using the same one for all applications?
Sort of.
That might be why calls aren't as many as you want. Your resume needs the right keywords to pass ATS filters. Make sense?
Yeah.
Your CV should act like a magnet, highlighting skills and achievements for each role. Without the right keywords, recruiters won't see you, even if you're perfect for the job. Want me to explain more?
No, thank you.
I get it, but just so you know, Outspark has helped over 2 lakh people, including CEOs and VPs, get more interview calls. Missing out on this could cost you. Want to hear how we can help you too?
No, thank you.
I understand, Divyanshu. Just remember, a strong ATS-friendly resume can really boost your chances. If you change your mind, I'm here to help. Call will now disconnect.
Okay, sure. Thank you.